Today is the 16th of May 2017. I'm interviewing the Anderson triplets, now of course Mary Hawtop, Elizabeth Palmer and Rose Toms. Can you tell us about the life and times of your family in Hawke's Bay?
I will do my best, Frank. There are things about the family that I don't remember, but I will start with Dad's side of the family.
Certainly.
He was born in Dumfries, Scotland. So there was our Scottish heritage from there on. Dad came to New Zealand because he had a sister here and he worked here for a while. And then he got involved into the army and went to Passchendaele in World War I. He was injured, shrapnel, and he was sent by hospital boat to England, where he stayed in the hospital for some weeks, and then eventually he met his wife. She was a nurse, and they got married, and they came to New Zealand. Dad first of all went to Taranaki, because his sister was over there, and he just did odd jobs. He worked on the railway as a engine hand, and by that time he had two children. The marriage wasn't successful, so he was left with the two children. Mac, who was the only son in the whole family, and his sister Thistle, she was the only girl that Dad had. And then of course Dad remarried Mum, and her name was Agnes Maud Chappell.
The Chappell family were well known in this year in Masterton. Most of the family are actually in Australia, mostly in Adelaide. So our history is a bit of both, with Scotland and Australia. We're not really as long as I thought New Zealanders. We've got quite a few. Although Mum was born in New Zealand, a lot of our relations are actually in Australia.
You mentioned the name Chappell. The cricketing chapel?
Absolutely. We won't go into that, Frank.
Ever since the underarm.
Yes. Living back in Australia myself, it's just been so incredible to know that we do have a lot of Australian family. Not that we keep in touch, because it's a very big place, but that was interesting to know our heritage was way back then, you know.
So you're truly Anzacs, aren't you?
We are, and I love it because the Anzacs are very well thought of in the world. So yes, I'm proud to be an Anzac. Was a twin, and of course the multiple birth was, I guess, always in the background, but I don't think anyone suspected that she would have triplets. There was a lot of twins in our family and our family history, and we've got a lovely book with all of our history of the Chappell side. And there were lots and lots of twins. Not all of them survived in those years, because we're looking back at 1859 when our first relatives came into Australia from England. So there was always that multiple things in our family. But I must say it was a shock to Dad and to Mum that one was Richard, and he was killed in World War I. And then Harold was very young and died of pneumonia at the age of about 5. So it was really just her and her sister who were both living in New Zealand, in Hastings, and us in Karanaki.
So you mentioned Karanaki. You were born when you were at Karanaki? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dad moved up there after they got married, and I can't remember exactly the date, but they were up at Karanaki for several years. And of course at that time we had no electricity and washing machines and stuff like that.
Who owned?
J.B. Campbell. He owned another farm, and Dad managed the one out of Paranaki, which was an ideal place to bring up a family. And we virtually just ran riot. We had no restrictions, and Big Harrow up at the back. And it was a lovely, lovely place to grow up in.
So, did you start school before you came to St. George's Road?
Yes, we were actually in a one-teacher school up at Karanaki, but through lack of numbers, it closed down, so Mum had to take us on correspondence. And when we shifted to St. George's Road, that's when we went to Parkvale School.
We were young at the time when you were born. We all knew about you.
Well, Frank, reading the newspaper clippings way back, I'm amazed that so many papers were able to say about our growing up, about our formative years. There was far more than what I thought. So, hey, we put Hastings, Hawke's Bay on the map. And all these photos and cuttings of the papers just proved that a lot of people knew about us.
The other thing, Frank, just before I forget, is that the people of Hastings in particular, but in Hawke's Bay, they supported us in so many different ways. Gifts, they raised money through card games and things like that. So we owe a lot to the generosity of the people here.
And that's one thing we wanted to make very clear in all of our interviews, that we do owe a lot to the community.
Were you all a £9 baby?
No, that was over several months. We were approximately, Mary was, I say approximately, £4, 4 ounces. Liz was £4, 10 ounces, and I was £5. So for triplets, that's an amazing weight. And although we went to Karatani by train and stayed there for nearly 6 months, it helped Mum to recover, and it gave us a very, very good start being in a Karatani, coming into discipline feeding and all that sort of thing. It was a tremendous start for us. And I was reminded on Saturday night, you know, the people who donated for us to go by train, and we have a train driver in our family, so it seems like it's all coming back.
Because not many of us have the opportunity of having the same age, do we?
Because we had two older sisters, and they did a lot to help feed us. Mum was very strict on time. We were pretty disciplined, actually. And Mum was a hard-working mum, but she was a lovely mum.
And so school was just around the corner, which was very convenient for you.
But that road, Howard Street, it was still single, so we used to bike to school amongst the potholes and the rocks and stuff like that.
Who were the nearest neighbours? Were the Millers fairly close to you
had
on the corner?
Yeah, property behind.
And just up the road, the beginning of the road, were the Crisp family of twins as well.
Yes.
And June. Yeah, Annette. We got to know Judy Painter, now Judy Bark, because they lived in St George's South. And we became very good friends and still have. And she was there on Saturday. Yeah.
And so you went to primary school. Did you play any sports at school?
Basketball was our favourite.
Swimming. We did swimming, but didn't really play competitive sport. We had to keep working. We had a couple of cows down at St George's Road and
chooks to feed, which I hated.
So, what did your father do when you were in St George's Road?
Well, he was more or less semi-retired. We had a big enough property, and I can still see the big boxthorn heads that went round the outside, and he spent months chopping it all out. No, he was getting quite a bit older now, and he just, as I say, retired. Just going back to the school years, we had George Lowe teach us in Standard 4, and that was a highlight to all the girls.
They all fell in love with him.
Yes.
That would have been quite exciting.
It was.
And when he became famous, even more so.
That's right.
And of course, he'd only just come out of training college. Yeah. And we just thought he was just the man.
Then from Parkvale, you went on to high school?
Yes.
That was the
co-ed. We only had 2 years.
But at that time, Frank, we were at the age and stage that we wanted to be a little bit different and not just being together. So Mary went into commercial classes, Lizzie did general, and I did academic, just so that we wouldn't be all in the same class. That's when we started to be our own personality.
And as soon as we left school, we never wore anything alike again. We were asked, would we be available to meet the Queen? And that was a big scurry around to go and get something that looked alike for the three of us.
That was the last time. But, you know, it's amazing how many times we do buy things the same, even though we're in different countries. We sort of end up with the same presents or the same card. It's a bit scary.
It's as close as you can get, isn't it?
It's closer than any other relationship, friendship.
And I think it's marvellous that, you know, you can be like that.
Mum being a twin understood us probably better than anybody else because she had the same affinity. And quite honestly, we've just been to say goodbye to my sister. It wasn't easy.
We don't know what's happening in someone else's mind, but triplets and twins do. They can understand.
You don't read my mind, do you?
Absolutely.
At high school, did you play any sports there or do anything different?
Not really. We were just sort of an ordinary student there.
Most people only stayed for a couple of years.
Well, you know.
They need to go and work.
Yeah, well, that's it. Mum and Dad just didn't have the money to send us any further with our education, and we haven't suffered from it, you know, we've just knuckled.
So then you went out to work.
Yes.
And if we start with you for a start, Mary, where did you go to work?
I went to the Hawke's Bay Farmers Co-op in their head office as a barrel machine operator. And I had 7 years there. Then I went to A.A. Christie and Sons office, where I was in sole charge of the office, and I worked with Harold Christie, and then I got cut short of my career because I met Ian.
Now what about you, Rose? When you left school, you said you started to train as
a
nurse.
Yes, I started nurse aiding at the Royston Hospital because I wasn't old enough yet to go training, and I really loved that. Also, before I started that, I went to Rawlings Wool Shop, an assistant there. Fascinating shop. And then I wanted to go to full nursing, so I went down to Palmerston North.
Yes.
And then I too met my husband, who was quite persistent, and at a very young age I got married at 19, and we've been married 61 years.
Where did you meet Ian?
At the Fernhill Hotel.
Well, not Fernhill and Dance.
Well, at the dance hall.
Yeah.
It was more or less toward the very end of the evening, and his persistence that he'd take me home was enough to start off a relationship. Yeah, we've been married 58 years.
Well, my name is Ian, Mary's husband. My folks really came from on the Hawke side, from Devon and Cornwall area. And my dad, Frank Charles, his name was, they came over by sailing boat way back in the 1800s somewhere. And Dad's father was a builder. And actually, I never met him because he died in 1928 and I was born in 1932. But my mother, she was a Paget, so she came down from around the Northwood area. But apparently, their family came from around the Scandinavia area in Europe. Quite a few Pagets around. Seeing Dad's father was a builder, then Dad went and did a trade in Hastings and started his business in 1923 and started off on Contamona Road. We lived right next door to the factory, and in 1936 they moved into Caroline Road, and I remember that, and in 1962 we moved out to Havelock North.
You went to Havelock Primary School?
Well, of course we live in Contamona Road and we were more or less next door to Cornwall Park, so Dad actually was a first aid pupil at Mahora School.
Do you know, half of Hawke's Bay went to Mahora School.
I went there and I terminated that for a little while because I fell out of a car when we were going across to take a bow of planes in 1937, and I was about 6 months out of action. And so I left there and went to the Hastings Boys High. But I was only there 2 years because in 1947 they had that polio epidemic, so I mean right through to March, I mean there was no schools. So I started my apprenticeship with my father, and then I did that.
That was an apprenticeship as a joiner?
Yeah, as a joiner. It was a 5 year or 10,000 hours in those days.
Yeah.
When I was 21 I went overseas for 3.5 years. Anyway, when I came back, that's when I met Mary. I actually met her in the Gay Gardens.
Oh.
Remember that? Going around the Gay Gardens.
Yes.
Come across this wall and I thought, boy, she's a bit of all right. And so I had another dance, but I'm not too sure what it was. And I asked her for the last waltz, of course, in those days. And then I asked her to come home. And I didn't know till the next morning And I said to Mum, oh, I met a real nice girl. And I said, boy, she's right. And I told Mum, her name's Mary Innocent. Mum said, what? She's a triplet. Oh, I just about died on the blinking spot.
That was just about the end of our relationship.
Oh, truth. Of course, next few times I used to see Mary, she had a watch on and she had a little chain there. And every time I always made sure on the left hand that, you know, she had this watch. I wanted to get caught out with the other ones.
Well, no, Rose was married and not there, that Liz was still home.
And so then you eventually started business on your own.
Took over.
Yeah. You took over the business.
Took over in 1962. But I must say this, I reckon it was really good because I met Mary on the 8th of October. We got married on the 10th of October. And we had John, our first son, on 27th of October. But they're on different years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, 22 months later, we had Roger. And 22 months later, we had our daughter Susan. Our son John, he did his apprenticeship with me, and then later on John took over for me in 1991, and then he had his son Jaden as apprentice to John. And
yes,
now John's got his other son David working for him.
Mm.
So it's all in the family.
We'll leave that at this point because at some stage I'd like to come back and your family separately because there's, you know, four or five generations in an industry.
And the Hawthorpes are still in business where half of them
yes.
now you don't even hear, like copper wells and beds and Bondi's and all those places now.
Okay, well, Rose, where did you meet your husband?
I met my husband coming back from a Bible class camp out at Waimarama. He took me home. And we formed a friendship because I knew his sister. She
yes.
was in my class at school, and his mum invited us around, and I got to know him more then. But I was very keen to do my nursing training and went off to Palmerston, but my husband now is pursued me.
Yes.
And but we met that way, and
yes.
obviously we married about a year or so, 18 months after
yes.
we were engaged.
Yes.
And the rest is history.
And so children?
Yes, I have six children, three boys and three girls, aging from the age of 60, Trudy just turned 60, down to a son, 42, so in between.
At some stage I'll get their names.
Yes, I have 16 grandchildren, and also have 10 great-grandchildren.
I set the page. She could have an interview on her own.
And so what did your husband...
When I first met my husband, he was also doing an apprentice as a joiner, and then his father at that time had a butcher shop, West End Butchery,
yes.
at Salford Lodge, and he was working for his dad for quite a few years, and then his dad, through health, that was
yeah.
when Morris took over the business as a butcher, so it was a business in Morris's name for some
yes.
time.
Yes.
Yeah, then he left that to go into selling. He sold goods in the Hawke's Bay Farmers, I think it was electrical
yes,
was
yes.
there, and then through another job we were shifted to Auckland
yes.
in a selling job.
Yes.
So we lived in Auckland for many years, mostly in the selling and selling
yes.
real estate, Belton's up in Auckland, so that's been our
And
history.
Then you moved to Australia.
The company that we were with wanted someone to go to Australia to set up the Australian concert, and we were asked to go, and we were only to be there 18 months, and we've been there 36 years. It was a great opening. Most of our children are over there.
We haven't spoken about your children yet, have we? How many children?
We
yes.
have got three
yes.
children. John, the eldest, he, as you know, is a joinery. Our son Roger, he's the second one, and he's a helicopter pilot for Westpac in Auckland. And Susan, our only daughter, she has been a qualified accountant, and she's just sort of semi-retiring from that and just doing things now at her own time and in her own way.
It always seems strange when we start talking about our children nearly ready to retire.
I know.
Well, Rose's eldest daughter's just turned 60.
Yeah.
You know, they're catching up on us.
So coming back then to triplets, as you said, there was a point in your life where you became individuals. Mm. All Quinns, triplets, twins were always dressed the same. That must have been a cross to bear.
Well, it was probably we weren't possibly aware how influential that became to us. And it wasn't until we sort of branched out as individuals that we realised that, hey, you know, this business of being triplets ain't funny. So we got to the stage where any mention of the word triplets and we would, you know.
So no twins showed up?
No,
in any
no, and the kids were all blessing.
Now, who's going to tell us about Elizabeth and her part of the family?
Well, she went overseas after she left school on a 18-month trip, going out to see the world like young kids are doing today. And she finally met her husband in Australia, in Sydney, and then they moved to Taranaki over to Stratford, where they had bought a supermarket. And through health, her husband passed away, but she had two boys, and the first eldest boy lives in Perth.
No, Stuart.
No.
No, Stuart. Eldest boy.
Oh, beg your pardon. Sorry. Rephrase. Her eldest boy is a train driver and he lives in Palmerston, and that's Stuart. And Mark lives in Perth, in Western Australia.
He's accountant.
He's in the banking, yeah. And they've been coming backwards and forwards to see Liz. But Liz then married for the second time Clive Sanders. They were married for a little while, and he had a bad heart, and unfortunately he died. So now she's Elizabeth Palmer. This is her third husband. Anyway, so her name now is Elizabeth Palmer. And after she left school, Liz, as I say, worked at the Hawke's Bay Farmers Meat Company. And then she went down to Wellington and worked in a bank down there as a teller. And then she moved up here many years later and moved to Napier.
Yes.
Where she lived for quite a little while.
And now she's in a retirement home.
Yes, yeah.
It's always interesting to see how different...
Yes, we've got completely different, you know. Although we've got a lot of similarities, we are very much individual. Mm. And to get that through to the general public has taken 80 years.
Do you remember the Lawson Quins?
Yes.
The way they were...
Hounded.
They were almost destroyed as a family by the press, cameras.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Paparazzi.
I think this is what Mum tried to avoid, and that's why she stopped taking us into town, because it just wasn't on.
And so it's exciting to come back to have Loch North.
It's been amazing catching up not only extended family, cousins, nieces, nephews. Many of our children haven't met each other, but just to come back, I mean, this is home base for me. And to share our 80th birthday together has been an amazing experience.
Oh, that's been a highlight.
Yeah, it really has. Really has. Yeah. But there is definitely a closer bond because we've other sisters in the family, but the three of us have got such a closeness.
Are your other sisters still?
No. We're the last of our family.
I think on Saturday night, some of our kids didn't know much about this history way back.
And they didn't know we'd gone to Caratani.
No.
So it has been a bit of an education for the extent.
Well, that's wonderful.
And our greatest wish was, Frank, to be able to share our birthday with the three of us.
And the other lovely thing that happened is that we sort of caught it a night about 7:30, 8 o'clock, but the younger ones of the family went to one of our nephews' place and they played pool and they up to about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and maybe it was later,
wonderful.
Just because they enjoyed each other's company. And I think that was special.
So you had it on site here too, which would have been
It was an ideal venue. It was beautiful.
One of our tutors actually up at CityNet, I belong to the computer CityNet up here, and she did all this for me. I didn't want to buy a whole lot of invites. I wanted something, you know, special. And she came up with that.
Is there anything else you can think of? Any funny things that happened on the way?
Tell them about that lady came up to you the other day when we were out.
Oh, she said, now, which one are you? And, of course, anybody that says that to me now, it's like a red rag to a bull. I said, oh, for goodness sake, Elaine, can't you get past all that? I mean, look, we're 80 years old. No, she said, I'm not going away until I know who you are. So I said, well, you take your pick, because I'm just going to move along to somewhere else. I'm sorry, but I'm getting very sort of short, and people are still stupid. Some.
No, they're interested, Mary.
They're coming at it from a different angle. Okay, I don't think there's anything else except to wish you all the best for the next 20 or 30 years. You're waiting for the Queen's telegram.
I'm away from all this publicity, so it's really nice because a lot of my friends have no idea that I'm a triplet. But now that it's on Facebook and social media, I have no idea what it's going to be like when I get home.
You'll cop it, kid.
You wait till I let everyone know about this chapel connection.
We were quite proud of being related to the chapels until that incident.
In fact, I think it's got the point now where it's really quite funny.
It's quite hilarious. There's never any malice between Australia and New Zealand. They might have their moments, but it's respectful for each other.
Okay, well, I think that probably gives us a fairly good coverage of what's been and what you've done, so thank you very much for that opportunity.